That's right, kiddies. Time to play it safe. Our very own in-house safety expert, former staff sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police. His name is Bradley Schlarf, and he's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Brad.
How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. It's a long weekend, and I get to work on Saturday. I mean, how much better than that could you get?
Yeah, but you're going to do like Steve and Breakaway right after you get out of the studio, right?
Yeah, he's coming up north of me.
Let's go with that. I'm going to go to the trailer park with the Labadies. Can you
what
see that?
You can't handle us. We're crazy.
Put a kayak in the back of the Ram and follow him north up 115-35.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would be a great plan. I think that's wonderful. I may do that. What are you doing this wonderful long weekend?
We're having my brother-in-law and sister-in-law over for a couple of days, and it'll likely be just a hang around the pool in the backyard and see what the weather does, I hope.
I've got so many questions to ask you that we have to split this segment into two pieces. So what we're going to do, Bradley, I'm going to ask you to sit tight for a minute with me, my friend, while we take a journey down sales land and make some money for the boss. We'll take a quick break. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Well, yesterday was my birthday, and I will not tell you how old I am other than to say I am as old as dirt. That pretty well covers it, and it will cover me up as well after my spirit decides to escape all the aches and pains and various diseases that come with being as old as dirt. My mail reminds me of that on a daily basis because only someone who is old as dirt still gets snail mail delivered regularly, and it is always from the usual suspects, the hearing aid companies, the companies extolling the virtues of their adult undergarments, and companies pitching some new wonder drug that will take years off my life. Yeah, right, but what years? Especially if you read or listen to all the drug's precautionary tales. There might as well be a skull and crossbones on the labels. But hey, it ain't all that bad. I managed to again escape June 15th, which, as faithful listeners might recall, was the day not only my dad died, but my younger brother too, 22 years apart, but on June 15th nonetheless. A coincidence, yes, but a spooky one. All in all, though, I'm pretty lucky. Despite a minor stroke last November, which was a serious kick to my ego, I never missed one of these commentaries for Outdoor Journal Radio, and I am still writing 4 national newspaper columns a week for Post Media and getting enough online clicks to justify them keeping me around a little longer. Besides, how do you fire a guy who only 2 years ago was inducted into the Canadian News Hall of Fame? It just wouldn't be on, would it? I mean, really. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you, Mark. Interesting retrospective on his life there, all in, a 3-minute piece.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Only Mark can do. Happy birthday, my friend. Old as dirt. Oh, boy. That reminds me. Anyways, speaking of which, on the line with us, our in-house safety expert, former OPP staff sergeant. His name is Bradley Schlarf. Still there, bud?
I'm as old as dirt, too, and yeah, I'm still here. Because you told me don't go away right before you switch to the commercial.
Thank you, bud. See, you listen. If only I could get other people in my life to listen like you do. I won't mention
No, listen. Names, it's just how they act on the listening part.
Especially the royal element of my life.
Yeah.
Don't want to mention names or anything, but...
they might be listening.
You never know. naked jet ski operator charged with impaired driving in the city of Kawartha Lakes, says the OPP. Wow.
Okay, so we go back to idiots in the outdoors. Yeah. You know, how we used to call the segment... decades ago when I was first on the show, this is way up there with them. So this guy's operating his Sea-Doo, and Sea-Doo's wrong, that's a generic personal watercraft.
Thank you.
Erratic manner, enough that it causes people in the vicinity to complain about him. Cops get there, he's got no clothes on, and he's drunk.
Oh, I laugh, but it's not funny.
Well, then he resisted and assaulted the officer. I don't know, I haven't seen this before. You can't fight that good naked.
No kidding. Like, how do you? Yeah. And for the officers, how do you restrain somebody who's naked? That's
poor officers. Holy moly.
There may be some mirth involved once in a while.
Oh, my God. So what happens now in a case like that, Brad? What kind of charges could this clown be looking at?
Well, he's charged with impaired by alcohol and a drug and resisting a peace officer and assaulting police. So,
good God. It just never behaves.
And the thing is, people got to remember, because it's a boat, like all the nasty stuff that happens to you with your car happens too. Like his driver's license gets suspended, he gets all that stuff happens. So.
And you know what the worst part is? I'm sure that this guy had some friends, or maybe, God forbid, a wife who watched him get, first of all, watched him get drunk, then watched him take his clothes off, and then watched him get on this personal watercraft, and must have been shrieking in horror as he goes tearing across the bay, screaming and yelling.
Wear your life jacket!
Yeah, put your life jacket on. Oh, my God.
Well, they may have also been laughing pretty hard, too.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Regardless, we got him off the water, and that's the most important thing. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't hurt himself, although maybe, you know, a little pain might remind him of just how foolish it was. But regardless, I'm sure it'll be painful to his wallet, that's for sure. Brad, talk to me about this. You've got some experience in remote locations in terms of medical issues. Talk to me about that.
Okay, so I've had a spot for decades. And I just always thought when we were going to really remote places like the middle of Quetico Park or Wabakimi or those sort of places, this is a good idea to have in case something happened. And,
tell people what a spot is. I mean, I've got a spot. What, do you got a fishing spot?
Oh, we got a fishing spot, too. Now I've lost all contact. We're going to talk about fishing or getting in trouble?
No, it's a
personal locator beacon, basically. Okay. And so if something bad happens to you, it uses a satellite system and you can activate it and get help. And there, you know, there's countless stories of people using this type of technology that can find themselves in a bad way. And it's often not because you've done anything dumb. You know, you're on a bad portage and you slip and somebody breaks an ankle or something and you can't get them out of there or has a heart attack. So it's a way of summoning help in an emergency, an emergency only. But there's also times that maybe aren't quite the same emergency. So for the last little while, we've been bringing a satellite phone with us. And we're not that desperately remote. Like, we're a big powerboat trip. But thanks be to Jack Summers, who always makes sure that I can get one. So we get a satellite phone from Radio World, and we take it with us. And because it's fairly expensive to use, you know, you build by the minute. We're not, like, phoning home and checking and seeing how the grass is growing and that. But, you know, this year we have a guy that's had some serious cardiac issues. He's all on the mend and everything. And then my son has a brand-new baby, which was a miracle that we could pry him away to get him on the trip. But part of the saving grace was that he could phone home at least once through the trip and make sure everybody's okay.
Now, there's, you know, a certain element that might say, well, you know, but that kind of takes away from the adventure of knowing that you're so remote, you're totally disconnected from the world, you are truly on your own. I mean, short of wearing a loinskin and a knife in your teeth, I mean, this is as close as you get to being that real man, as they say. So, you know, is this taking away from that experience?
No, because these devices have a thing, a simple little either green or red button on them, an off switch. So, like, we don't have this turned on. It's not available for should somebody phone to want to call us. It's more for if we need to call out and something bad's happened. And everybody can do that. Like, it's we're not up there sitting with our cell phone texting constantly or any of that. It's not the same. So it's a way to get help when you really need it.
No selfie sticks, no photos on Facebook and all that stuff. It's completely just a satellite phone. It's perfect.
I just had this image of Schlarfy in a loincloth. I don't know what came over me. I don't know why. I don't know.
With a knife in my teeth and lot of dirt around.
Yeah, that sounds great. What's going on besides the usual? Any outings at all this weekend for you? Fireworks involved at all?
The backyard. That's as far as I hope we go. We might slip to a golf course tomorrow morning, but other than that, it's the backyard for this boy this weekend.
I'm assuming folks can get more information on this spot on the internet. Radio World has information available because they are great. I use them all the time, by the way. I'm just joking with you. I think it's just wonderful that we can now go in the outdoors and know that if there is a medical emergency, you can at least communicate that message to somebody that could eventually come in and help. So,
and they got a new device. I'm not plugging one particular company, but they've got one that you can actually text back and forth with a fairly reasonable monthly rate. So, you know, yeah. If you're like me, I need it really 2 weeks of the year, so why buy a service plan? Cost you $300-$400. Yeah. I need it for 2 weeks, and they do have a monthly plan, too. So,
all right, my friend, go get that cloth all ironed out, will you?
I'm not ironing it. It's got to be kind of dirty, and, you know, I'm going to look the whole package when they show up.
Thanks, Bradley. Have a great long weekend, my friend.
You too.
Bradley, thanks. Bradley Scharf, keeping us safe and honest here at Outdoor Journal Radio.